preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, here we are, folks. We say ma'am. You ain't into that. Ah, we don't give a damn. All right. That's Merle Haggard. And this is Hank Williams Jr. And this is pretty interchangeable guys, actually, Merle Haggard and Hank Williams Jr. Separated at birth, I think. This is the Trump phenomenon here on January 4th,
2019. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Okay, we got Big John going here for a second. I guess I'm back. Am I back? Okay, all right, boys and girls. As I said, this is a live show. You can't tell? And I love that Big Bad John. Big Bad Donald John, that is. And we'll talk about him tonight. He was big. He was bad, was Donald John today and tonight. It was a great day in the life of the Patriot movement. And it was a it was a revealing day for the left, the pathetic, stinking, putrid left, which is now Donald Trump is, as I say, it's all about polarization. Donald Trump is separating the men from the boys and the patriots from the what do you want to call them? Like this woman, this Palestinian, newly elected demon rat, who said, who screamed to a roaring crowd of approving fellow demon rats that they were going to impeach the MF-er. Of course, you know what she said, and you know everybody. Fortunately, it went all over the country. It went, I hope, as many stations carried it as possible. And you also got to witness that the demon rats didn't disavow this weirdo, just like the weirdo newly elected demon rat senator from Arizona, who is a bisexual and refused to take the oath on a Bible. I mean, these people are weird. They are truly weird. And they're not like the Democrats of old. This is not, what do they say? This is not your father's Buick or whatever it is. This is not your father's Democrat Party, folks. This is a new thing, and it's weird. And America's getting a good look at it, thanks to Donald Trump. And he's just the guy to face it down. He did that today. He had a wonderful news conference. On the lawn there at the White House, or on the steps at the White House, it was wonderful. And just clobbered demon rat media person after demon rat media person. And by the way, isn't that interesting? All of the people in the press gaggle, all of those people are Democrats. We know this. The survey's been done over and over again. They're all Democrats. How is that? Just as the faculty at our universities are all Democrats. How is that? The owners and editors of the newspapers in America are all Democrats. How is that? We're not all Democrats. America has lots of people that aren't Democrats. But in these positions, these citadels of power, and that's what this type of person, that's what they're all about, lusting for power. And, you know, this is the psychology of the whole thing. This is what, this is the battle that we're in. This is it. This is the cosmic battle we're in. A type of being that wants to control others. Evil, in other words, is battling with those of us who believe people have rights. Who don't want to control the other guy. We recognize the other guy has a point of view, and we want him to have that point of view. That's the right versus the left, who, for all of their babbling about belief in free speech, they don't believe in free speech. Free speech to them is their right to say whatever they want, but shut you up if you try to say something. So anyway, it was a great day. There were other events along these lines. Another thing that Donald Trump is exposing is the rhinos, the Republicans in name only, like Mitt Romney, Willard Romney. And Donald Trump said on his Twitter account, he said, I hope he's not another Jeff Flake. Well, and of course, that was, you know, the president was whistling past the graveyard when he wrote that. He knew very well Mitt Romney is definitely another Jeff Flake. And he gets filleted by John Nolte on Breitbart. I'd like to read that if we get a chance in tonight's show. But Mitt Romney, Mr. Morality, he had nothing to say. Well, you could hear the crickets. from Mitt Romney over this Palestinian who called Donald Trump an MFer that the Democrats are going to impeach. And they've made their motions to impeach. Now, I like what Mike Huckabee said on, I think, the Tucker Carlson show tonight. Mike Huckabee said, I hope they do impeach him. I hope they go for it, pedal to the metal. And I second the thought of Mike Huckabee. And there were some of these demon rats who were on the screen, and you could see their faces squinch up as they heard Huckabee say that, because they felt the sting of the truth of what Huckabee was saying. That if the Democrats, if they keep going the way they're going, and they will, it's not going to go well for them. Nancy Pelosi, I love this, an example of this. You know, the Democrats truly are extremists. Nancy Pelosi saying, not a dollar, not a penny for a wall. That's an amazing statement. Just, I mean, think about that for a moment. And there was somebody who yelled from a press conference. They said, well, if it were $1, would you okay $1? And she said, $1, yes. I mean, oh, so funny, Nancy. That's such a funny statement. No, she has said zero. She has also said repeatedly that the wall or a wall is immoral. It is immoral. Now, folks, I don't have my Twilight Zone music up. I'll get my Twilight Zone music during the break. But, folks, there it is. Yeah, thank you, engineer. God, I love that. That is, and folks, that is where we are. Maybe that'll be the theme for tonight's show, the Twilight Zone. You know, as Rod Serling said, those of you old enough to remember him standing there smoking a cigarette, said, you're about to enter the Twilight Zone. Because this is the Democrat Demon Rat Party truly does exist in the Twilight Zone. These people are weird. They are demented. And what they've done, you know, how did this come to pass? Well, it appears that over the, especially during the Obama years, they've driven out any sane people out of their leadership ranks, or approximately sane people, and they have self-selected themselves. They've pruned themselves. They've purged. That's the word that the communists use. They've purged the upper ranks of the Democrat Party. And so now what you have are just the Trotskyite crazies. To call a wall immoral? A wall is immoral? And I liked what the Border Patrol, one of the heads of the Border Patrol, said standing next to Donald Trump on national television. And I'll talk about that in a moment, because this guy, who's this guy? I'm trying to remember his name. This pathetic worm. He wants to take Trump off of television because this hurts them so bad. When Trump gets on TV and the American people get to hear the truth, the Border Patrol senior executive said, we need a wall. Of course we need a wall. And then he addressed Nancy Pelosi. He said, he didn't use her name. But he said, if I come to your house, do you want me to knock on the door or do you want me to climb in your window? Oh, Nancy, put that in your pipe and smoke it. And Donald Trump tweeted about Barack insane Hussein Obama's big fat wall around his mega-million-dollar Washington home. Where did Barack Obama get that money to buy that home on his presidential salary? He's a really rich guy now. Of course, we know Michelle Obama, with her number one best-selling piece of garbage book, she got some money for that. That's one clear way of funneling money to the insiders is a book deal. Let's go here. Let me go to my caller board here and look and see if we have any callers. 800 313 9443. Let me click in here. We got Old Faithful, like that geyser in Yellowstone. Tom in Florida. Tom, you are Old Faithful. You and George in Texas. Let's go. Let me just throw a few more logs on the fire here. Let me see what some really beautiful things that happened today. Well, okay, more beautiful news. Of course, you're aware of this. The stock market rocketed upwards at, you know, more than 700 points. That is huge. And why did that happen? Because of Donald Trump. And we're seeing this whiplash in the stock market. One day, it's down, nosediving. Why? Nancy and Chuck scaring the hell out of investors. Then a day like today, Donald Trump appears to have the upper hand. We get a jobs report showing that over 300,000 new jobs were created in America last month. And the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, this idiot, and it took Trump. It took Trump to take him on. Trump says the guy's an idiot. You know, maybe he should be fired. He's tanking the economy by cranking up interest rates at exactly the wrong time. And then exacerbating it by even sounding in his statements scarier than the actual rate increases. Scaring the hell out of the market. And apparently today, Powell took the spanking from Trump and backed away from the scary sounds he was making. So that's all due to Donald Trump. As he said today, these things don't happen by accident. He was talking about, what was he talking about? He's talking about the price of gas, the price of oil coming down. He said, that didn't happen by accident, folks. I made it happen. It didn't happen by accident. It happened by, and he used the word, talent. He got that one right. He made a few phone calls, calling people like the dictators of various Middle Eastern countries, with whom he has great, from whom he gets great respect. And when he calls them and says to the dictator of Saudi Arabia, your oil is too high, bring it down. Guess what they do? They bring it down. That's leadership. And Donald Trump said correctly, a man who, having graduated from the Wharton School of Economics at the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League college, maybe the best economics school in the world, Trump knows more about economics by far than Jerome Powell. And of course, Trump's great economic education, even greater than the great Wharton education, occurred after graduating in the real world, which is where Donald Trump lives, not in the Twilight Zone, in the real world. This real American, he knows how economics works. Let's get a few gems here. Here we go. We got my mouse all messed up here. And I got some, see if I got some sound here for you and some good ones. Here's John Nolte on Mitt Romney. My oh my. John Nolte, a name you want to remember. He's one of the great writers at Breitbart. My, oh, my, Mr. Decency, that says right under a picture of Mitt Romney, suddenly has nothing to say, which is rather bizarre because it was just a few days ago when Senator Mitt Romney, finish that topic. Right after the break, we'll go to Dr. Kelly and Tom. Stay tuned. It'll still last 10 years like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate.
Hey, we're back, folks.
I
was just searching for some of my Sonic favorites here. Here's
what I hate.
Here's just a trip down memory lane here. To those of us who remember Rod Serling, what a funny looking guy now that I look at his face across these many years. But we grew up with Rod Serling and his Twilight Zone. Here's how he would introduce these bizarre stories of weird things, which are just like what the Democrat Party is today. Here's what we would hear.
Just a moment, Peter Vollmer will ply his trade on another kind of corner, a strange intersection in a shadow land called the Twilight Zone.
There you go. And anyway, the and then here's another flash from the past, sonic memory here. This is something I played, you know, during the primaries. It seemed so wonderful what was happening with Donald Trump. And it hasn't stopped. It's getting more and more hairy. You know, it's getting scarier. In the primaries, well, I mean, this is the real deal now. And anyway, here's a song I played from a band, again, reflecting my age and my era, from 1967, a band called Small Faces, and a song called Ichiku Park, strange title. But the lyric that everybody remembers is this: it's all too beautiful. And so I played this a lot during the primaries, because what Trump is doing is all too beautiful. It's amazing. And what the demon rats are doing in self-destructing is all too beautiful. Or let's put it this way. They're at least revealing themselves. The mask is being torn off. So however this, you know, what I like about that, I like that we're in a real fight, and that the enemy is clear, and that our friends are clear. I like this polarization. And here's how that song went. How I felt then and I feel now about the phenomenon of Donald Trump.
Well, I cried, but Jesus, tell you why. It's all too beautiful.
Yes, it is.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
That is exactly how I feel. Let's go to let me just look at this. I was reading John Nolte to you. He's laughing at Mr. Decency, Mitt Romney, and he just tears him apart. He says, here we are 3 days after Representative Hank Johnson, demon rat from Georgia, repeatedly compared President Trump to Hitler. And Wellborn Willard has not said a word. It's Mitt's real name. I cannot be the only one disappointed by this or a bit confused. After all, it was just a few days ago that respectable Romney, so driven by his lofty principles and sense of moral outrage, could not stop his high-minded self from publicly attacking the leader of his own party, President Trump, in the far-left Washington Post. Let me skip a little bit here. Of course, this Mitt Romney we're talking about, this is Mitt Romney. He's honest, honorable, noble, trustworthy Mitt, who is driven only by his own personal sense of honor. How do we know that? Because he said so, silly. By the way, he says that often. Not only does the mighty Mitt mention himself more than a dozen times in his attack on Trump, his first official act as an incoming senator, he promises us that this is about morals and principles, not his own self-interest, which can only mean one thing. And then he goes on. Willard's silence can only be interpreted, and this is his silence also in the face of the Palestinian Democrat, leftist communist, who said, we're going to impeach the MF-er of our great president. This can only be interpreted as an act of decency, because if Willard does it, it is decent. In other words, we just need to shut up and learn from our betters. And what I like is that the very best people on the right are just tearing Mitt Romney apart. And as I said, it's all too beautiful. Romney is self-destructing. The mask is coming off of this, as Bongino says, fraud, phony, and fake. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get it, you gotta hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it.
Here we are. I'm just looking up this this woman, you know, and this, you know, the chickens are coming home to roost here. The point of having a border wall, the point of defending our country and protecting it, is really made by Tolaiba. Who knows how to pronounce her name, but I'll just read it, you know, as it looks. Rashida Tlaib, T-L-A-I-B, just as alien a name as she is alien to us. A Muslim Palestinian born, but here's the point, born in Detroit. So her parents, you know, they bum rushed America, and they were part of that Detroit. Detroit has become a largely Muslim city, Dearborn especially. a huge Muslim invasion. And so look how quickly this happens. She's born in Detroit, and she calls our great president, who represents who we are. Donald Trump embodies who we patriots are. As John in Missouri said on this show, he's the first real American elevated to the presidency in our lifetimes. He is us. And she is calling us MFers. We're MFers. That's according to Rashida Tlaib. You know, she's a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. This Ocasio, again, I can't remember her name. Let me write it down. Let me try to write Ocasio Cortez. There's other stuff in there. Let me look her up. Ocasio-Cortez probably illustrates the same point. Let me look her up with that bits and pieces of her name I can remember. Ocasio, she's another Democratic socialist. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, okay? So is she part of the immigration invasion? Let's take a look at her story. Born in New York City, born in the Bronx. And the word Bronx, by the way, folks, is a good Dutch name that was applied to that part of Manhattan and north of Manhattan. When my ancestors, Dutch, people who named Harlem Dutch, Brooklyn Dutch, the Bronx Dutch. Anyway, she was born in the Bronx in 1989. This other Palestinian was born in 76. To Blanca Ocasio-Cortez, and her father is Sergio Ocasio. Her father is a Puerto Rican. Mother is a Puerto Rican. So there you go. And she is utterly, you know, can't remember her name. She hates our whole civilization, wants to destroy it, wants to take it over. And the Democratic Party is now riddled with these people, and they are more aggressive. That's how communists work. When they get inside of they're like fire ants or African bees. You know, a small number of them can take over the more passive, larger number in any organization and control it. And that's what they're doing. That's what we're seeing right in front of our very eyes. Let me go to our callers here before I neglect them too long. Tom in Florida, what's on your mind, my friend?
Yeah, James, Happy New Year to you. James, Happy New Year. Yeah, James, I want to talk about Nancy Pelosi's daughter saying when she gets in there, she's gonna cut heads off. Exactly how the Democrats are looking at what they're trying to do. They're filthy Demorats, like you call them. And talking about that Cortez and this Tlaib, my father was born in Detroit, 1929, during the year of the Depression. Detroit was the richest city until 1953. Look what the Democrats have done to Detroit, James. They're invaded with Muslims, okay? They're going to have Sharia law over Michigan pretty soon. Sharia's coming. And then this Cortez, look at all the Puerto Ricans moving in from New York to Florida. They're trying to destroy Florida. Sean Hannity was talking about that the other day. About all these groups are leaving California, destroying Texas, New Jersey, and New York.
And let's put it this way. Yeah, and speaking just sort of biologically, without actually having to engage in any, you know, hate speech, don't have to say anything bad about these people or about what their world is like. But just like red ants and black ants, you know, Africanized bees and domestic honeybees, these are different species, and they fight. They want to take over. So Ocasio-Cortez, she is a Puerto Rican. She wants America to be like her world. This Tlaib person,
James,
she's a Muslim.
James,
yeah. Now hang on just a sec. Hang on. Yeah, go ahead.
James, these people are like locusts. They devour everything, and there's nothing left. That's
well,
the Democratic
but hang
ideas
on.
Are locusts.
Yes, yes.
They're
but
locusts,
I want to make a kind of a generic point about immigration invasions in general. And that is, without having to say anything pejorative about the people involved, if you are invaded by an alien people, whatever they are, virtuous or, you know, not, they are different. And the kumbaya, that we're all the same. We all, like, we all, we've all heard this nonsense. We all bleed red. You know, oh my gosh, you know. No, we're all really different. Each group is very different. You're very much the same. All you white folks out there listening to my voice, you're very much like your cousins in our people. And this is a biological fact. This is a genetic DNA fact, very well documented by all of the very best DNA researchers. We are a tightly knit, closely related DNA family. These other people, they are alien to us. And they are genetically, they are alien to us. And by the way, you know, the evolution, genetics, it applies not just to external traits. It applies to the inner workings. It applies to everything, to your psychology, to your the way you think, the way you perceive reality is genetically inherited. These people are different from us, and they will always – hang on. They are always – they will always be different from us. Until such a day, and this is the demon rat goal, until such a day that we, this is the way of destroying us. We are blended. We are driven off our land, driven out of our communities, driven to depression, suicide, driven to infertility and declining birth rate, and then genetically simply bred out of existence. That is the goal. That is the kumbaya fairy tale of the left. That's how their envy will manifest itself in destroy. And the kind of sentiment you heard from this Tlaib person, Rashida Tlaib, we're all a bunch of MFers in her view. It's not just Donald Trump. It's all of us. That's her view of us.
That's their you're right. That's their modus of operandi. The modus of operandi is exactly what you're saying. But getting back to what you're talking about, the Twilight Zone, the Democratic Party. You ever remember the show Creature Feature? Remember the show Creature Feature? That's the theme song you should play for the Demorats. Creature Feature.
Okay, but, I'll look that up. James, I'll look. Yes.
Yeah, but I want to talk about the reason I really called you is about what Ann Coulter said the other day. Did you hear what she said the other day, James?
Go ahead, quote.
Why doesn't Donald Trump come out and do just like say what's going on in Israel? She wants the same wall that Israel has on in the surrounding country of Israel, that Donald Trump should go, we're going to build the same kind of wall that Israel has.
Well, okay,
99.9% of the wall that Israel has works. Now, Trump is going to build the wall. He's the greatest president since George Washington. In my book, Donald Trump is
the greatest president. Hang on. Yes, but now hang on. Let's take up that thought. Well, Trump has said we need a wall like Israel's. He has said that numerous times. He did say today, he made a point. Oh, let me play this for you. He takes apart, he just destroys a reporter. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, my gosh. Where is it? Where is she? I'll find it for you. But a reporter asks about, let me see if I can't take it. Let me see here. Here he is. Listen to Donald Trump spars with CNN's Caitlin Collins over the wall. And the aide has to take the mic away from her. Listen to what Trump does. This is so beautiful. The smart aleck, smarmy demon rat tries to get in Donald Trump's face. Here she goes.
You ran your campaign promising supporters that Mexico is going to pay for the wall and that the wall was going to be made of concrete. You just said earlier that the wall could be made of steel, and right now our government is shut down over a demand from your administration that the American taxpayer pay for the wall. So how can you say you're not failing on that promise to your supporters?
Very nice question, so beautifully asked, even though I just answered it.
You did.
No, I hope you got that, folks. He had just answered that question. And he said, very nice question, beautifully asked, even though I just answered it. And the look on his face, his disgust with these slimy worms of the media. Now, listen to how he handles her.
Look, let me just say, excuse me, you ready? Are you ready?
Now that we're right there. Now, incoming minority leader Kevin McCarthy, the Congress Republican, good guy, he's standing behind Donald Trump and he's just laughing. He's laughing because Trump, these reporters interrupt the president. They won't let the president talk. Who the hell do they think they are? Well, we know the answer to that. But then, so Trump, he's gotten, folks, this man is getting sharper and sharper. He knows how to handle these people. Watch his face. Watch his body language. And so she's going on and on. And then he says, are you ready? No, he doesn't try to talk over her. He's disgusted with him. He lets her go for a while, and he says, are you ready? What a great question. Are you ready? You know, do I get a chance to talk? Do I have your permission, Miss Nobody? Here he goes.
I just told you that we just made a trade deal, and we will take in billions and billions of dollars, far more than the cost of the wall. The wall is peanuts compared to what the value of this trade deal is to the United States. As far as concrete, I said I was going to build a wall. I never said, I'm going to build a concrete. I said I'm going to build a wall.
You said concrete.
Just so you don't, because I know you're not into the construction business.
Now, I don't know if you can hear it, folks, but she says, she talks over him. She says, you said concrete. You said concrete. These are the people that use language like MF-er about our president. And then this woman, who probably has never, doesn't know what a brick is, doesn't know what, to save her life, she couldn't tell you what concrete is. To save her life, she couldn't tell you how to fashion steel. But she's going to lecture the builder of skyscrapers, which are built of concrete and steel. Donald Trump has ordered hundreds of thousands of tons of steel and concrete. In fact, in his Chicago Tower, his Trump Tower in Chicago, he actually came up with, basically invented a new style of using strengthened concrete to achieve an effect that had never been achieved in the building of skyscrapers before. But these puny people, listen to how he handles her.
You don't understand something. We now have a great steel business that's rebuilt in the United States. Steel is stronger than concrete. If I build this wall or fence or anything the Democrats need to call it, because I'm not into names. I'm into production. I'm into something that works.
Production. Something that works. He's a builder. Now, it gets even better later in the conference. Another of these punk reporters asked him, are you willing to, would you declare a national emergency and simply build the wall on your own say-so? And this was beautiful, folks. It's the highlight of my day. Donald Trump didn't hesitate. He said, yes, yes. And he said, I can do that. All I have to do is declare a national emergency. It's a matter of national security. I can build and fund the wall as the president of the United States. And this is beautiful, folks. He said, I may do that. And then more beautiful stuff, folks, showing that the resolve, the steely nature of our president. He said today, To little Chucky Schumer, how long will this Mexican standoff last on the wall? And Trump said, it could be a year. It could be a year! Fantastic! Trump is ready to go for a year if necessary. And he says, this is a matter of national security. We will do whatever it takes. We will have a wall. Man,
right on,
this
James,
is,
right on.
Yeah, this is great. And folks, and remember what's going on here. It's not just about the wall, because this is a test. You know, it's like any kind of a combat where, the first stroke, the first move is not the whole show, but it establishes who's on top. That first punch tells you who's got the punching power. And so this wall is obviously a battle between Donald Trump, the Patriot, and the demon rats. And the demon rats thought they could take Trump out. They could win this round.
James, James, yeah. The Demo Rats are going to lose. They're going to lose. James, I want to say one more thing. You remember last year I called your show, and I told you about the sanctuary cities with the mayor? I told you Donald Trump, and they should have arrested that woman in Oakland. If they would have arrested her with the sanctuary cities, lie. There's no such thing as a sanctuary city. That's nothing but bogus crap. If the Republicans arrested her for aiding and colluding and bringing about these sanctuary cities for all these illegals to go to, Donald Trump right now, poll numbers would be off in the hundreds. He would be blowing out the charts. There would never be none like it. Because right now, James, this sanctuary city crap is where it all lies. There's no such thing as sanctuary city to be team arrested. They'd be arrested.
Yes,
they have to be arrested.
Good point.
Aiding and colluding, they need to be put in jail behind bars.
Good point, Tom. Thank you very much. We'll come back. We're going to try to pick up Dr. Kelly after the break.
Stay tuned. God bless you, James.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a
fire back,
with
folks.
A Cajun queen.
I love just listening to that kid blow song. From a huge right hand in a Louisiana. Louisiana fell into the promised land. Well, here's another story I want to cover here, and I'll get you, Dr. Kelly. I'll try really hard. Well, we're going to run out of time, but there's one story I want to mention here. It's on Breitbart. This is important, is that DACA illegal aliens surged Hispanic vote, flipping GOP counties blue. In other words, flipping them to the Democrat. And this is a study done by the left, by the Latino Policy and Politics Initiative. They did a big study, and they established very definitively that in this last election, 2018, remember, demography is destiny. And they call it this. They say the 40-year flood of Hispanics into America flipped dozens of congressional districts. In other words, had that invasion not occurred, had those people not voted, those Republican districts would have remained Republican. Orange County, which was completely Republican when I was a kid, is now completely Democrat. And both the New York Times and this Latin Policy Initiative both state categorically that occurred because of a 40-year flood, this is their words, of legal and illegal immigration. The region has forever changed from a Republican stronghold to a sweep of Democrat representation in Congress. And this occurred across the country. Democrats have increasingly swept congressional districts whose demographics have been quickly changed due to the country's policy of mass, legal, and illegal immigration. And then they talk about chain migration. We're not going to have time to talk about that. But the total number of the DACA illegal aliens, of which there are about 3.5 million enrolled and eligible for the program, helped surge the Hispanic vote, reported the LA Times. And then we get into chain migration and so on. Hey, Dr. Kelly, I want to just thank you for calling before we run out of time. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. And I want to cover a bunch of those issues that are related to grand jury on my show tomorrow morning for you. And I'd love to ride shotgun because I have so many cool, comments and support of your show. Okay. And I'm concerned about the president. I don't know how he sleeps 4 hours a night with that gorgeous beauty.
Oh, this man, he is so magnificent. Yes, just watching
him. I love my president.
He's never down. He's always up. He's always charging. I watched a scene from that movie, Gettysburg, with Robert E. Lee, riding after the defeat, Gettysburg. The troops just cheered, roaring their cheers for their commander. Boy, we have a feeling like that. We admirers of Donald Trump.
Yep.
Thanks, Dr. Kelly. We'll see you all again. We will see you on Sunday in our 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday extravaganza. See you then.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.